It's Tuesday, the 1st of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has released the final voters register for the 2024 national elections with about 1,449,000 registered voters, with 21,757 voters identified as having disabilities. We asked ECN spokesperson David Siluka about the measures in place to accommodate these individuals.
In terms of the deployment of resources to accommodate the people with disability in accordance with their needs, the Commission has considered, number one, the printing of ballot papers in Braille. Secondly, the deployment of sign language interpreters across 121 constituencies. Number three, the accessibility of polling venues to ensure that they are friendly to people with disability. And this is done in accordance with the statistics that we have, and that is how we are going to deploy our resources.
The city of Windhoek has urged the public to stop giving money to individuals begging on the streets. The city says that while this may seem like a kind gesture, it keeps people trapped in a cycle of poverty. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenia.
We encourage you to donate to registered organizations that are equipped to provide sustainable long-term assistance to those in need. Contributions to dental homes and soup kitchens have a greater impact by offering food, shelter, and rehabilitation to individuals living on the streets. Together, we can make a real impact by improving the lives of those in need and helping them build a better future.
In South Africa, the EFF says it condemns the flagrant incompetence and corruption of Agriculture Minister and DA leader John Steenhuisen, who within the first 100 days in office has failed to appoint qualified staff. The minister has reportedly requested a deviation from the minimum appointment requirements for candidates in his office. The EFF says Steenhuisen's actions demonstrate a complete disregard for governance and a prioritization of personal loyalty over merit. The United Nations Security Council has approved the extension of the multinational security supporting mission to Haiti by another year. The United States requested the mission be changed to a full-blown peacekeeping operation, but China and Russia oppose the move. Jody Jacobs has the latest from the UN headquarters in New York.
After more than six drafts of the resolution, it was finally put to a vote and adopted unanimously in the Security Council on Monday morning. The contentious issue was a paragraph asking for a plan to transform the security mission into a formal UN peacekeeping operation. But this received backlash from China and Russia, who say the environment in Haiti is not conducive for a fully-fledged peacekeeping operation. The current security mission to Haiti, while authorized by the UN Security Council, is not a United Nations operation, and countries voluntarily provide money and personnel.
And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has called for renewed protests this week, accusing the country's government of clamping down on dissent. Khan has been in jail since 2023 on corruption charges he calls politically motivated. Hira Mustafa has more.
He says the protest will challenge Pakistan's corrupt political system. Khan has warned of consequences if authorities held any crackdown on his party's leadership or workers ahead of the mass demonstration. After struggling to organize rallies for Khan's release over the past year, his party has now managed to hold several public gatherings in September. However, the government has accused Khan's party of inciting violence and has filed criminal cases against many of its leaders.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.